Good morning, and thank you for standing by. We're going to announce the results for the first quarter of 2018 for Vulcabras. Today we have Mr. Pedro Barthelli, CEO of the company, Mr. André Barthelli, First Vice Chairman of the Board, Mr. Edivaldo Brito, CFO and IRO, and our Investor Relations team, Mr. Valdinei Tortorelli and Ms. Letícia Marcelino Carvalho.
This event is being recorded, and all participants will only listen to the audio conference during the Vulcabras daily presentation. We will then start the Q&A session when more instructions will be provided. In case you need any assistance during the audio conference, please ask for the help of an operator by dialing star zero. This event is also being transmitted simultaneously via webcast and may be accessed at www.vulcabrasazaleiari.com.br, where the respective presentation is available. The slides are controlled by you. Replay will be available immediately after the end of this event. We kindly remind you that the webcast participants may submit questions to Vulcabras Azalea via website, and they will be answered after the end of the conference by the IR area. Before proceeding, let me clarify that any forward-looking statements made during this conference regarding Vulcabras Azalea business perspectives, forecasts, and operational financial targets are based on the management's expectations for the future of the company, as well as on information currently available. These forward-looking statements are not a guarantee of performance, since they refer to future events and therefore depend on circumstances that may or not take place. Investors and analysts should keep in mind that overall conditions, the sector-specific conditions and other operational factors may affect future results and may produce results that are materially different from those expressed in such future conditions. I would now like to turn over to Mr. Barthelli, CEO of the company, who will start the presentation. Mr. Barthelli, you may proceed. Good morning. You're all welcome to another teleconference to present the results of Vulcabras Azalea. In the first quarter of 2018, we had a weakening in the trend of growth we had in 2017. The expectation of the market and improvement of consumption in the segment of clothing and shoes has been delayed. Regardless, we are considering working with growth in the lines of sports shoes, clothing, keeping the main relevance of the Olympus brand in the Brazilian market. The women's sector still had results which were below expectations based on our internal parameters, but we can see some improvements for the next quarter with the development of orders and improvements in profitability. The revenues for these sectors still have been affected by the second quarter of 2017. In the business line of other shoes, we had a decrease caused by the decrease in Openka flip-flops. This strategy is going to be migrating to Olympus flip-flops with higher prices and better margins. In the foreign market, we had a decrease when compared to the first quarter of 2017, when we had a great concentration of products exported to Argentina, something which will be better distributed over the year in 2018. Our gross margin suffered a decrease, which we believe to be point source and may be reverted to the levels we saw last year. And the main factors responsible for this impact on the gross margin were vacation period given at the end of last year, less working days when compared to the first quarter in 2017, and lower margins for the women's sector. But we do not expect to suffer the same impacts in the future quarters. And due to the effects above and the efficient management of our expenses, we had an EBITDA of 49.8 million, which was inferior to that presented last year. Even so, we still had a relevant cash generation, and we're able to keep our ROIC, and we also had a significant decrease in our financial expenses. So we had a net income of 33 million, and our net banking debt was 66 million. We conclude with the renovation of the tax incentives in the PAT in Sergipe, which will expire in 2017. Now, we also had 27 million of investments in assets, and with the management of our new marketing area, Olympicus communication was intensified digitally, leading to a segmentation of messages to different consumers. And so instead of working with a single campaign representing few products, we're going to focus on sharing more customized messages to different target public, leading each consumer to a specific campaign with a project that is best suited to the specific profile. We will also work with the traditional media. We have just hired top sponsorship for the 5 seconds in the sports TV channel for the opening of transmission of 64 games and the main football event worldwide. In addition, we're going to have hundreds of commercial insertions of 30 seconds from June 14 to June 15. With that, Olympics will be represented covering the World Cup. Even though we're facing a beginning of the year which has been weaker than we expected, we believe in the potential of our brands and the growth of the market where we work. With these guidelines in mind, Boca Brasas Ilha is aiming at good results in 2018 and therefore generating value to its investors. And I would now like to turn over to Mr. André Bartelli. Good morning, everyone. We're going to start our presentation with slide number 3, gross volume of pairs and pieces. In the first quarter of 2017, the gross volume of pairs and pieces sold totally 5.6 million with a decrease of 6.7% when compared to the first quarter of 2017, which was 6 million pairs and pieces. And this is due especially to the increase in sports shoes, protection boots, and clothing in our domestic market. The number two, the continuation of a strategic decision to reduce the productions of women's shoes adopted after the third quarter of 2017. Number three, a reduction of Openka flip shops in the domestic market and a generalized reduction in sales in the foreign market. On page 4, we have the net revenue. According to the different categories, we had a net revenue which reached 192 million with a reduction of 1.3% over the 295.9 million in the first quarter. And so in the first quarter of 2018, we continue detecting a slowing in sales as a consequence of the willingness to buy new products. The sports shoes kept a trend towards an increase, representing an important growth in the domestic market, but it was significantly impacted by a decrease recorded in the foreign market. There was also a decrease in sales in the women's sector, and we also had a decrease in the Openka flip shops, which was partially overcome by the increase in professional boots.
On page 5, you can see the breakdown for net revenue by market. Net revenue in the first quarter of 2018 in the domestic market totaled 254.7 million BRLs, with an increase of 1.3% as compared to the first quarter of 2017, when the net revenue was 251.4 million BRLs. In the foreign market, net revenue in the first quarter of 2018 was 37.3 million BRLs, a drop of 16.2% as compared to the 44.5 million of the first quarter of 2017. In direct sales to third parties in the foreign market, there was a drop in the revenue in the first quarter of 2018 as compared to the same period in the previous year, due especially to the fact that in the first quarter of 2017, there was a recovery of businesses with the Argentinian market, and it still represented a major concentration of shipments. Even though Argentina is going through economic difficulties that have affected local consumption, our objective is to follow with the strategy of operating in the Argentinian market by exporting from Brazil. However, with shipments more distributed along quarters, which have already been seen in this quarter this year, and this led to a drop as compared to the previous year. In our sales in our foreign branches, there was an increase in revenue in the first quarter of 2018 as compared to the same period in the previous year. And even though there was a growth, we still have commercial difficulties in the two countries where we have branches. In Peru, political problems led to the dismissal of the President of the Republic due to corruption scandals, which affected our consumption. In Colombia, we also had problems, which still leads to negative effects. On page 6, we can have gross profit and SG&A. The gross profit in the first quarter of 2018 was 100.4 million reals, with a reduction of 7.3% as compared to the 108.3 million of the first quarter of 2017. Gross margin was 34.4% in the first quarter of 2018, a reduction of 2.2 percentage points as compared to the 36.6% of the first quarter 2017. The gross margin in Q1 2018 was affected by the following items. One, vacation between December and January, two, delay in the launch of the new collection of Olympic shoes, which led our products to only get 2 points of sale in the second half of March, therefore making the sales more difficult, low profitability of women's shoes that is being restructured, and number four, the difference in number of working days between the first quarter of 2017 and first quarter of 2018. Right below, you can see the chart of admin expenses that were 19.5 million BRLs in the first quarter of 2018, an increase of 4.8% as compared to 18.6 million BRLs in Q1 17. In the percentage over net revenue, there was an increase of 0.4 percentage points of 6.3 in the Q1 17 to 6.7 in Q1 18. As most of our expenses that comprise this group is related to inflation indicators, the face value of the growth is related to this correlation. On the right of hand side and on top, you can see expenses with sales, including commissions, trade, royalties, personnel, provision for bad debts, with a drop of 5% in Q1 18 as compared to Q1 17. We had 30.6 million BRLs in contrast with 32.2 million BRLs in the same period in the previous year. The percentage of expenses of sales over net revenue had a drop of 0.4 percentage points from 10.9% in Q1 17 to 10.5% in Q1 18. Below, there is a chart of our expenses in advertising and marketing in Q1 18 were 10.7 million BRLs, an increase of 1.9% over the 10.5 million BRLs in Q1 17. The communication strategies for both brands, Olympicus and Azalea, for 2018 will be focusing on online, where today there are more 152 million Brazilians connected consuming content all day long. The brands are working on segmenting, which is enabled by the digital store. Instead of having a big campaign focusing on a single product, we are going to direct different messages to different audiences. So we want to show the right product to the right person. And we also want to have our presence in the leading soccer, global soccer event in the FIFA World Cup. And we have hired or bought 5 seconds in the main channels. And in this manner, Olympicus will be widely represented in the main sports events with the biggest coverage in the year. And then on page 7, you can see the net financial result in Q1 18 was an expense of 2.2 million BRLs, a reduction of 87.8% as compared to the result that we had in Q1 17, which was an expense of 18 million BRLs. The debt and the drop in Selic or our interest rate contributed to a reduction in our financial expenses. On the right-hand side of the slide, you can see the net debt in the Q1 18 because the maintenance of our cash generation trend, we have net cash. And in December 31st, 2017, we had 11.4 million and it went up to 67.7 million at the end of the first quarter, an increase of 54.3 million BRLs. Additionally, you also hope to end the second quarter already with gross debt values that will be even smaller because the most relevant funding operations will mature this quarter, and this will make it possible for us to reduce even further our expenses with interest rates. On page 8, you can see EBITDA in Q1 18 was 49.8 million BRLs, a reduction of 14.1 as compared to 58 million BRLs in Q1 17. The EBITDA margin has dropped 2.5 percentage points, reaching 17.1% in Q1 18 as compared to 19.6% in Q1 17. Net income in Q1 18 was 33.4 million BRLs, an increase of 28% regarding the net income in Q1 17, which was 26.1 million BRLs. The net margin had an increase of 2.6 percentage points. In spite of the drop in gross margin, the good performance in controlling operational expenses and the reduction in financial expenses allowed us to have net income and an increase in the net margin. The return on capital ROIC annualized reached 42.2%, an increase of 1.5 percentage points over the results that we had in December 31st, 2017. On page 9, on the top part of the slide, you can see our CapEx. In Q1 18, we invested 27 million BRLs in fixed assets, an increase of 67.7% as compared to Q1 17. The highlight here is in machinery and equipment that grew 230% because we intensified the modernization process of our manufacturing plants. The increase of CapEx in patterns in Q1 17 refers to the delay in the launch of our Olympicus collection. In our investment in tangible is in Q1 18 was 0.9 million, an increase of 0.6 million as compared to the same period in the previous year. Below, you can see the cash generation in Q1 18 was 50.2 million BRLs, due especially to the EBITDA that was 49.8 million BRLs and a reduction in working capital of 30.7 million BRLs invested especially in immobilized assets amounting to 26.1 million BRLs. In this manner, we end our presentation and now we are going to open our questions and answer session. Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, we are now going to start our Q&A session. To ask a question, please press star 1. To take your question from the list, please press star 2. Our first question comes from Lucas Laghi from Credit Suisse.
Good morning. I have three questions to ask, and thinking about clean lithium line, the last quarter we had a line of 7 million and then it was zero this time. So how can we see this line looking forward? And then the second question, if you could comment about sales in the second quarter, because we see a different trend for the upcoming period and thinking about the new Olympics performance. And then the question, third question is about the gross revenue and so led by Azalea. So I would like to know to what extent it may lead profits downward Also, we should take into account other factors for investments in terms of machinery and how much it, or to what extent it may influence our margins. So these are the three questions. Thank you very much. Lucas, so this is Andrea. I'm going to answer your first question and the third one, and then I will allow Pedro answer the second one. And so when you talked about equity income, the significant revenue we had in Q4 was resulted from our participation in parks. And because we made a purchase which was below the patrimonial amounts of the company, we accounted it for Q4. And then we reevaluated our assets so that it was included as a net amount. And this was a non-recurring revenue, but what you can expect in terms of equity income looking forward is that when you include these $7 million, which were non-recurring in Q4, you could expect that if we have the same results we had last year, we will have an increase of 33% in this equity line, which is proportional to our increase in the shares of the company. We went to 33% from 25 to 33%, and we could expect that this line would have a 33% increase if everything else falls into place in 2018, excluding the non-recurring amounts of $7 million, which were observed in Q4. And this is more or less what we expect. Now, regarding our margins and the women's products, and I may have forgotten something, but Azalea was a negative factor for our margins in Q1, but we think that we have a positive factor here when we compare it to Q2 last year, and we expect that Azalea will lead to improvements in our gross revenue. This was not the case in Q1 2018. Now, regarding CapEx, even though it was more expressive in Q1, a more relevant part has to do with imports, ongoing imports, and this is why we understand that the improvements that we will observe with this CapEx will probably start coming in more significantly in Q2 this year. So the plan is following our schedule. There's nothing new about this. This CapEx will be realized that we have machines coming in, and therefore we think that we will see our results more clearly after Q2. Well, Lucas, this is Pedro. Good morning, everyone. Regarding Olympicus, we are looking at Q2 as having or following the same trends observed in Q1 when we obtained results which were better than last year, but they are still stable. We do not see any warming up of the market. Olympicus is our main business, our main brand. It is a brand which has been increasing in Brazil. It is a leader, and we can really tell how the market is going according to this brand. But in terms of other businesses, even inside Olympicus, in terms of clothing and accessories, we have seen an interesting increase. And also regarding women's clothing and apparel, we can see in Q2 that we are having improvements in sales and in margins. And so we expect to obtain better results. And unfortunately, we still cannot see a warming of the economy so that we will have higher increase in Olympicus. Olympicus is still very similar to last year. Okay, that's nice. Thank you very much. The next question is from Richard Cascard Bradesco. Good morning. I just wanted to ask you an additional question about the women's segment. Pedro, you have just said that you expect to have better results in Q2. So do you think that this is going to be due to an increase or just an improvement in the trends? Also, according to the same lines, one of the factors that led to a negative impact on Azalea's growth last year was the transfer of the capacity of production to Olympicus. And therefore, I'd like to ask you if you will have enough capacity after the second queue. Thank you very much. Thank you for the question, Richard. Yes. The three comments are positive: growth, margin, and production capacity. Everything is in place so that we can face the growth that we're having. We have modernized, invested in CapEx, our operations. It's simple in terms of aiming at our growth, and if we have to hire new people, we can do that according to our plan. And we already anticipated that we would have better results. They're coming our way, and we can see this because we can see the sales, we can see the margins. We suffered a lot in Q1 to organize things. But our position for Q2 is very optimistic. Thank you very much. And I would like to ask you a little bit about the same thing, because I believe that your trust in terms of improvements and growth of Azalea, I think it's because you're more confident about the quality and the fashion for the new collection. Yes. Since last year, we have been hiring new professionals. We are reorganizing, reformulating our products. And the first step we had to take, which was to create a women's sector with different professionals, specialization of the plants. This was done, as I mentioned before. And what we really needed was to have more modern products, so we have a capacity, our plants are efficient, and what we needed to have in place was this fashion with more constant launchings. This is our main challenge. We have a long way to go, but we believe we are on the right track, and Q2 is very promising. Thank you.
The next question comes from Luis Felipe Guanais from BTG Pactual. Good morning, everyone. My question regards Azalea. Could you share us more about the competition in this market, how you've been seeing over the past few quarters? And also, following on the previous questions, at what stage are the initiatives to revitalize the brand as compared to where you want to get? So you talked to Pedro about the pursuit for a more fast fashion approach. So today, if we are to analyze Azalea as a brand, where it is in terms of where you want to get with the brand? Thank you for the question, Luis. To answer your question, I would like to remind you of Azalea's history. Azalea was the market leader. This has been a while. It was many years ago. It was much bigger than it is today. And we made the decision of streamlining it to reposition it in the market. And if I were to measure where we are, I would say that we are in the initial, in the beginning. And with regards to Brazil, our position in South America is a position, a good position. So considering franchise and our own stores, we have more than 70 stores outside Brazil, where the brand has always had the position of highlights. And I would say that today we are in the beginning. In women's shoes, there is large and intense competition. There are many manufacturers and many brands. And with regards to all types of women's shoes, our strategy has been to focus more in our specialty, especially in looking at our manufacturing specialties and also raw material specialties. We will have some novelties in the second half of the year and other types of products that we have been working on. So the way in answering your question would be initial. We are in the beginning of our path with Azelia today. Thank you very much. Excuse me, as a reminder, if you want to ask a question, please press star 1. We now end our Q&A session. I would like to turn the conference over to Mr. Pedro Bartelli for his closing remarks. Please, Mr. Bartelli. I would like to thank everybody and to wish you a good day and to say thank you very much. The conference call of Vulca Brasília has now ended. We thank you for your attendance and wish you a good day. Thank you very much for using Chorus Call.